Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey,
oh, what's
doing?
Up, man? I'm so glad to be back.
It's good to have you back.
I can't believe I'm with the whining.
You know what? Somebody that's with all of us. You know, he that hath friends must.
First, show himself friendly.
All right. Well, I know by being in this place that there's a whole lot of people that wants to know who this friend is. Why don't you tell them about it, Mark?
Well, there is a friend that sticks closer than any brother. I got a lot of brothers, right?
Yeah.
You know who that friend is.
Sometimes that no one deserves to, no one else I can. Welcome back to Challenges of Faith radio program. I'm Gary McCann. Thank you for joining. All right, so Kanye West said what about prayer or individuals who are praying? We're also going to talk about trust issues and healthy food. But before we get there to those topics, did you hear that the Iranian hackers claim to have breached Dimona nuclear facility? Say what? Yes, did you hear from where you live at and what's going on in your life, your neighborhood, your city, province, village that can affect you and your loved ones or your friends or family? Did you hear about the Iranian Muslim who found the yeshiva, the yeshiva, the Lord Jesus Christ? And as a result, they moved to Israel. You get a chance? Israel News by Joel Rosenberg. And read the rest of the story. And speaking of Joel Rosenberg, have you ever, well, when was the last time you picked up one of his books and read them? Kind of like mirror what's going on today around the globe. Did you notice that? And speaking of noticing, how did a Yemeni migrant on the FBI's terrorist watch list get to North Carolina? Say what? It says only after Awet Hagos, H-A-G-O-S, of Yemen was arrested on assault and weapon charges in North Carolina did ICE run fingerprints and find that he was on the terror watch list. Say what? Come on, man. You know, that's the equivalency of somebody coming in your home, you're not knowing who's in your home, or now you have knowledge or you don't care. It's just a matter of time that somebody's going to do some harm to your home and your loved ones, your family and your friends. What, you think they're not going to because of what? Your position? Your skin tone? Your zip code? You really believe that? Did you hear how 97% of the world is facing the threat of underpopulation? Plunging birth rate will leave the UK and other major Western countries reliant on immigration and a staggering social change that threatens economic turmoil. It says there are 3 in 4 countries that's facing the threat of underpopulation by 2050. The researchers have warned today. You know it's 2024. 2100, this could even rise to 97% of all nations following the current trend. The researchers from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation warned the global fertility rate, the number of children born per woman, is plummeting, leaving the world at risk of economic collapse. The problem is particularly in wealthy nations. Why is that? It cites in the UK, the birth rate is predicted to fall to 1.3 children per woman of childbearing age by 2100, well below the replacement level of 2.1 children, the number each woman would need to have on average to replace both parents. I'm glad somebody's paying attention. Are you paying attention in your country? Yours, 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 and mine? Okay. Are you paying attention in your state, your province, your village? Are you paying attention in your county, your township? Attention in your city, your neighborhood, until finally you're going to look around, there's no lineage to carry on. And now to Kanye West, also known as Ye, or Ye, Ye. What did he say about prayer? Because, you know, God of the scriptures is not the author of confusion. You know, that's why when I communicate with individuals and they're talking about God, I introduce Jesus Christ, because they could be talking about the God for them is the love of money, title, the love of materialism, the love of a zip code, the love of a car, or the love of a relationship could be a little g God for them. But it's written, rapper Kanye West, who now goes by the name Ye, said in a recent interview that he has issues with Jesus and would rather take things into his own hands instead of giving Jesus full control. Those who have gone through trials and know the word and have grown closer to the Lord when no one else was there, that by itself tells the story. It says, West and fellow rapper Ty Dolla $ign, a collaborating artist on his new album, Vultures 1, which became number one, and congratulations, appeared for an interview with radio personality Big Boy, posted to his Big Boy TV YouTube channel. I have my issues with Jesus, West began that during the interview, which lasted for over an hour. There's a lot of stuff I went through, and I prayed, and I ain't seen Jesus show up. Have you ever interacted with Christians who ask for prayer without specifics? And they trust you to pray for them, but not with specific examples. Have you been there before? I have. Oh, God, help such and such. I don't know what they specifically want me to bring before you that they can bring before you. Oh, okay. So let's say you have. And before I continue, you know, upcoming on Sunday mornings, I'm in the book of Esther. They don't mention nothing about God. They're on the verge of extermination as a race, as a people. And God, who's behind the scenes, still in control, allowing them to go through some trials like we all are, whether you're an ain't or a saint. And I can imagine people wondering, where's God? Where's the Lord Jesus Christ? Let's talk about it. Because later on in that interview, Kanye mentions about people praying and not doing anything. So listen to the total interview to keep it in context. The same way you would, when you're reading the Word, you read the total chapter, the total book, the total verse. And remember that all scripture is not to you, but that which is applicable, apply it. But I agree with what he shared regarding prayer and doing nothing, and why Christians of all stripes not standing up and holding everybody accountable. And what West was talking about as relates to stolen land. Well, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you know that somebody else, irrespective of who it happens to be, that something has happened to them, whether stolen land or whatever the case may be, you would think that you would stand up for that which you know to be right. And then the course of what he's talking about, you know, as relates to not keeping word or reparations and stuff like that, you know, that's right. But you know, how about when individuals are given other individuals positions of rank, of highness, within an organization or a corporation or a governmental body, but not giving them really any real power to do anything. With individuals who want those who are harming other people to get that, you know, the love of money or selling their souls for prestige or positions and so forth. How about those individuals that's out there not holding people accountable? And they're believers of the house of the faith. I believe that for those of you who are throwing darts and whatever weapon you're using, including your tongue, you know, brother of the house of the faith, Kanye West, I believe is in need of a spiritual mentor who's in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ by his Holy Spirit. He's our brother in Christ. You hear me say anything about skin tone? In Christ. And if you're looking at him and judging based on actions, that's fair game, meaning you can tell the tree by its fruit. Or remember, now I look at everything like a relationship. The lips ain't Matthew's, that's telling the story. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, in Romans chapter 7, on the struggle that all of us have, you know, the inward man, without giving anybody excuse, period. But he said, the things that I don't want to do, I do, and the things that I want to do, I don't do. And he's crying out for help. But by the time you get to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, you see how he gained the victory. He didn't rely on himself. He needed the Holy Spirit of God because of Jesus Christ. Because anytime you rely on yourself, then the end result is not going to turn out the way you want it to. And a lot of times we believers of the household of faith who don't know the word or not in the right relationship with God, you know, it's kind of like correlating back to you beloved parents or grandparents or great-grandparents or whoever the case may be, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, wife, husband, employee, whatever the relationship happens to be. I look at everything and everybody like a relationship. However, you got to keep in mind with our Heavenly Father, that's different. What do I mean? But correlate it if you choose. The word lets you know that if there's sin in your heart, you know, evil thoughts, words, or deeds, as a believer, and you call yourself going to God through Christ, Psalm 66, verse 18 is letting it clearly be known, your prayers ain't going nowhere. And that may be because of what's going on in your life. You can blame God and the Lord Jesus Christ all you want to. And I'm speaking to anybody, and that includes me. Your prayer just bouncing back is not going anywhere, believer of the household of faith. Now, correlate it back to a loving parent, if you are a loving parent. Your child comes to you and asks you for something, you know, and you know it's not going to be harmful to and for them, and it's an upbuilding to help. You're either going to say yes, no, or wait. What do you think God's going to do? Yes, no, or wait. So your loving child don't want to wait on you. And by the act of their will, they decide to take it up through their own actions and do their own thing. But at the same time, they're blaming you for the end result of what happens to them. So when you hear me say what I believe, Mr. West, in need of a spiritual mentor in the right relationship with God, correlating like someone, like his beloved father, we're talking about somebody that's not going to tell him what he wants to hear. But it's done in love. And the love is shown through shoe leather. You're talking about somebody that doesn't want anything from him, don't want to be seen with him because of who society says he is, or don't want something from him. And again, it's kind of similar to what he shared in the interview as relates to his beloved daughter, North, letting him know about a song that he asked her thoughts on her opinion, and she didn't tell him what he wanted to hear, but she let him know that he should share and say if that's how he feels as relates, and that's what a loving parent would do as relates to their child or children or in a relationship, irrespective of what the relationship entails. But that doesn't mean that you're going to tell the person what they want to hear because you're not being honest with them. That's just like with our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, any of us could have problems because we want to do our own thing. Think about it. The devil wanted to do his own thing, right? Kicked out of heaven, along with whatever demons wanted to go with him. Because like you as a loving parent, you have your plans and purpose for your child, the children, the grandchildren. God has a plan and purpose for you once you accept the Son, Jesus Christ. And you may say, well, I don't want that. Okay. Remember the prodigal son? Oh, it applies to you too, ladies. But God has answered your prayer. Either yes, no, or wait. And did he allow you to see a brand new day? Because you didn't have power, irrespective of who you think you are, any of you globally, to wake up yourself and who you think is with you. That allowed you and your loved ones to wake up. You know, over in James chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, it says, "For let that man or woman think that he or she shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man, woman as well, is unstable in all the ways." Why is that? There's no trust. There's no reliance. And when you get down to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord. It didn't say trust in me. It didn't say trust in you. It didn't say trust in the people with positions, people with money, people with a certain zip code. It said the Lord. And it goes on to say, with half of your heart, that's not what my scripture reads. It says, with your whole heart. And what does the rest of the verse say? Go ahead and read it for you. Read the rest of the verse. And remember, all scripture is not to you. But if it's applicable, apply it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He'll direct thy path. Oh, but you prayer request to him. He's not moving the way you want him to, so you snatch it back and you're doing your own thing or you're relying on other people. And you say that's your whole heart you gave him? Oh, okay. Go ahead, those of you who are in the right relationship and genuine relationship with God of the Scripture through Jesus Christ, pray specifically for Kanye and loved ones. And the reason why, again, I say in the right relationship with God, not with you, not with me, or whomever comes to your heart and mind, because, again, Psalm 66, verse 18, the believer of the household of faith know whether you're sitting in the pews or behind the pulpit. If you hold on to sin, you know, evil thoughts, words, and deeds in your life, unconfessed, your prayer is not being heard. So why would you expect the Lord Jesus Christ to enter the realm that is against his word? Why would he do that? Well, I'm waiting. Remember the prodigal son? Could be you too, prodigal daughter. And have to come to the end of you and return home to their loving father. Think about it, parents. You got that child or children out there that you know is not in the right relationship with God, or they're not in the right relationship with you and you and you, and they know you love them and care for them and wish the best for them, and you keep them in prayer. But at the same time, you've done all you're supposed to do without compromising who you are for them, allowing them to drag you down to where they are. Trust is what we're talking about. Relational trust. And speaking of that, did you hear about Jessica Petway, dead at 36, beauty influence, passes away after doctors misdiagnosed stage 3 cervical cancer, leaving behind a husband and 2 children. Think about that. Why do you think I talk about relationships? Why do you think I talk about irrespective of what the titles happen to be, whoever it happens to be with? Here, the person put their trust in a medical practitioner and it was the wrong diagnosis. And it cost them their life, much more than their life. Look at the husband and the children and everybody else that may be affected. You hear about the pastor that paid nearly $40,000 to have his daughter's boyfriend killed by a hit person? And they should have been charged with conspiracy to commit murder and solicitation and attempted murder and everything else. What, because of their title? And if they are a believer of the household of faith, they ought to fellowship with God and automatically ought to fellowship with you because look at their actions. Oh, they shouldn't be held accountable? Sure, they should be held accountable. And you don't think they're going to be held accountable, not just so much down here on earth, but before God as well? So if they are a believer of the house of the faith, how about you? We're talking about trust. Did you hear about the hidden camera in the Bay Area Starbucks bathroom that recorded over 90 people? Think about that. It's good that they caught the person over the, you know, San Jose person that was arrested. You know, people had the expectation of going to the restroom in privacy. We're talking about trust. Did you hear about the U.S. scientists? They've now moved one step closer to an exercise pill that gives all the benefits of working out without moving a muscle. Wow. So you want everything given to you on a flat? You don't want to exercise? And get the benefit? Speaking of that, did you know that some foods, FOODs, can help boost your immune system naturally and work to keep you healthy, like exercising? And the 10 common foods that they're listing is mushrooms, sweet potatoes, almonds, yogurt, leafy greens, tea, garlic, barley and oats, fish. When was the last time you had those healthy foods for your life, for your health, coupled with some form of exercise? Interview 2 main actors of an upcoming movie, August of 2024, of the movie The Forge, F-O-R-G-E, to hear their testimony. Upcoming this Wednesday, relational topic. So you just want to date somebody with intelligence, intellect. Oh, okay. And then Saturday, global topic. And then Sunday, we're looking at God behind the scene and looking out for his people. When you think he's nowhere around, and you may have been praying to him, and it appears that he's silent, we're going to see him in action. And if you get a chance, you know, turn to the book of Esther. And while you're looking at Esther, look at your own sojourn. when no one else was there. Who came through for you? You know, I was listening to a brother the other day, and they were telling me that God helps those who help themselves. And I asked them out of respect, do you mind showing me where that is in the scripture? They looked at me. They went searching for it. And I respectfully said to them, the only reason why I was asking, because God helps the helpless, the hopeless, the hurting. Why would he help you and you're able to help yourself? Have you done all you're supposed to do? It's like going after a job. Did you go out and apply? Or you're sitting there waiting for it to fall out of the sky into your lap? Does that make any sense? Well, to some people it may, but it's not sanctified common sense. And then Sunday evening, Howard Becker, part two of two. You know, Becker Automotive Design. And I'd like to close with, you know, in the blink of an eye, it can all be taken away. Be grateful always, like your life, your loved ones, whatever you have first in your life as a little G God. And Romans 8:39 says, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Did you know that? Nothing, nobody. Did you know that? You did. Are you thankful? Are you thankful? I'm just asking if you're thankful. I am.
I like that, y'all.
I've had my share of heartache, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble, but I'm still here. Bruises, I've taken my lumps and but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen to that.
Can anybody relate to that tonight?
I made it, yeah.
I made it.
Made it through
another day's journey. God kept me here.
I know somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now.
Lied on. Many times I've been lied on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Burden.
I had to bear so many burdens,
but I'm still here. Yeah. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Dark days, I had my share of dark days, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Disappointment, I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here, yeah. Through it all,
through it all,
I made it
through
another day's journey.
God that I'm still here. I made it.
God kept me here.
Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen. It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need. Standing right there just to see about me. His arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no. I made it. Oh,
God kept me here.
And I just want y'all to know this tonight. I made it.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here.
There's
a lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight. But I made it by the grace of God, yo.
Yes, I made
it. I'm still here. Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, talking to time.
All night long. Yes,
have anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your head, wondering what the next day was gonna bring. But God kept it all the way. Yes, he did.
Yes, I made.
You made it through your trials. You're still here tonight. Come on and let me see those hands there tonight.